For Black History Month, we go back into our archives for a session with Cassandra Wilson, talking about the album she recorded in her home state of Mississippi in 2002, Belly of the Sun. It's an interesting switch for this jazz-oriented artist to be recording a blues-oriented album. It turns out that Cassandra's reason for recording in Mississippi were far more pragmatic.
Well, the idea came, I guess, around spring of last year, and I wanted to go back home during the summer, and also needed to do a record at the same time, so it worked out. That's the genesis of it, mm-hmm. basically. And I also wanted to get the guys down to Clarksdale to experience the birthplace of the blues, because I knew that they would. I knew they'd enjoy it, and I knew I would hear how they felt about it on the record.
How long ago did you leave? When did you leave?
Mississippi?
Yeah.
I left in 1981.
And what did you feel about Mississippi when you left? Did you want to get out, or did you? How did you feel?
Actually, no, I didn't want to leave. I moved down to New Orleans and lived down there for a while, and it was by accident that I ended up in New York, because my husband then was offered a job to work in East Orange, New Jersey, and that's when we moved up there, and that's how I happened to come up to New York.
Hmm.
I thought about doing it, but not really.
Hmm. Well, you know, when one thinks about going to Clarksdale in particular, to Mississippi, one thinks about a blues album, and there are elements of the blues on this, but that wasn't really exactly what you were going for, was it?
Well, yes and no.
Uh-huh.
There's a blues motif that runs through the entire record, and it might take some listenings to figure that out, but it's there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a blues singer. I have too much respect for that form to claim to be one, because it is a very serious form, and it's very difficult, and one does not just become one. So part of my going to Clarksdale was to learn more about the blues. I had taken for granted, coming from Mississippi, that I knew something about the blues, but I didn't really, and I still don't. I'm still learning.
And I understand the first song you recorded there was the first song that's on the disc?
Yes, it happened quite by accident. We were having some difficulty with our truck, Big Blue, which is a mobile recording truck that came from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And the whole day we were having difficulty, and it was hot and sweaty, and everybody was frustrated. And while I was in the vocal booth, the engineer, Sean, said, "Well, you know, this truck was used by the band for the last waltz." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "You're about to sing through the same circuitry that Levon Helm used." So one thing led to another. I started singing The Weight, and that's how this song ended up on this record.
Let's get a version of that for start things off today.
I walked into Nazareth, I was feeling about half past dead. I just needed some place where I could lay my head. I said, "Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?" He just grinned and shook his head. No, was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take the load off, Fanny. And you put the load right. I picked up my bags, went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil, they were walking side by side. And I said, "Hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown." She said, "I've gotta go, but my friend can stick around." Fanny, take a load for free.
the Lord ride on me. There's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke. Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalise? He said, you may have ever son, won't you stay and keep Annalise company? Take a load off Annalise. The Lord right on me. The Lord on me. The Lord. Take me on down the line. My bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time, to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards forever. Put the Lord right on me. Put the Lord right on me. Put the Lord right on me.
The way the song that begins, Belly of the Sun, the new one from Cassandra Wilson, and right off the bat, you got to talk about the musicians who are in this room who actually recorded it with you, most everybody, right?
These are the greatest musicians in the world. Yes, they are. They were all at the session. We're missing one person, Ciro Batista, who was not able to make the tour with us, but we could not replace him, so we went without. But on guitar's left, he's always on the left side of your speaker. This is Mr. Marvin Sewell from Chicago, Illinois. And on guitar's right, he's always on the right side from someplace in Canada, Toronto, Canada. It's Kevin Bright. And on percussion, he's playing a water bottle today because he's such a versatile man. He can play anything. From Barbados, this is Mr. Jeffrey Haynes. And the newest member of our group from St. Louis, he plays acoustic bass and electric bass, fretless bass, mini basses. This is Mr. Mark Peterson.
And big up to all them. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you do this song, and I'm thinking what a challenge it is to do that song. Not only does everybody know it, but the arrangement that it was originally done with is so incredibly well known too. And you've just like taken it completely another place. It's really wonderful. It's really...
Thank you.
Kudos on that one. You've been, you know, your voice is so gorgeous. It seems to me have deepened over the years even. Do you do anything? Do you take care of it? Do you take care of your voice?
No, I don't take care of my... No, I do. I have a very wonderful massage therapist who's with me. He's from Japan. His name is Hiroki Hayashi. And he takes very good care of my voice for me because I'm not very good at taking care of it. So he has me on a great diet, lots of massage, and... I lead a pretty clean life. I go to sleep fairly early when I'm not working. You know, I'm not out running about and in the night air too much.
How do you warm up for a show? Or do you?
I actually use head tones to warm up, very bizarre head tones, and long tones just to be able to sustain notes over a long period, and it helps to, you know, to warm me up.
You wrote a couple things for this.
Yeah.
Did you write Cooter Brown for this session?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I wrote it specifically for this session. I knew I wanted to get something that was just so typically Mississippi, and then, you know, put a little twist on it, and that's how Cooter Brown happened.
It's a cool one. We could get a performance of that. Cassandra Wilson's here today.
Drunk as Cooter Brown, words fell from his tongue with a slurring silver sound. He'd come this way from the other side of town. He was drunk as Cooter Brown, but his coat hung round his shoulders with a gangster's tone. A stylish man, no woman leaves alone. He blamed the warmth of the evening. I blame the circle around the moon. We spoke as if in solitude, while the world was spinning around us and people started to stare. But I just didn't care. I couldn't. Floating on air, I knew we two were drunk as Cooter Brown. Love.
You guys can play all day for me. That's incredible. Cassandra, I hope you're not tired about talking about Mississippi, because I got
never tired.
Okay, because I got a lot of questions about this, because this just seems like such an interesting thing to do. You recorded in the old train depot. Was it used? Did you have to renovate or anything?
Yes, we hired a crew of construction workers. This was a massive project.
If you'd done that, there would have been a movie attached.
It felt like a movie. It felt like we were on location, but actually, it was. It had been renovated. It's the old Clarksdale train depot. Wow. And the Chamber of Commerce was so gracious to us. They said, sure, y'all come on in, y'all can do whatever you want to, but you got to be out in 5 days. So we went in and we brought, as I said before, we had the mobile recording truck come in, the snake going through the window, and we had sofas set up and carpets we put down, and we hung curtains that we got from Kmart, and got some candles and some incense, and just went to work.
And you brought in people from Mississippi to play with you. Talk about the piano player you brought around, Boogaloo Ames.
Boogaloo Ames. Boogaloo Ames, 81 years old. He recently passed away. He was someone that I had just met. I'd just heard about him. And I went down to Mississippi hoping that I would find somebody exactly like him, somebody who was carrying on a tradition. And he was that. He was everything that I had expected and more.
Wow.
And he performs 2 songs on the record. Unfortunately, we could only include 1 because the record was so long. But just an incredible spirit. An incredible man, and learned a lot from him just in the short time spent with him.
And there were some other singers that from the area. I know if you head to your website, you can find out more about Rhonda Richmond. I know she's got an album, and other people. They're local. They're from
absolutely so many great musicians in Mississippi, and this is just a sampling of the great musicians that are there. But all of the singers are great singers in their own right, and. Rhonda Richmond was someone I'd gone to junior high school with. We played in a junior high school band together, and she played trombone, and I played clarinet. And, we were friends then, acquaintances more like that. We met again at Jackson State University I don't know how many years later, 7, 8, 9 years later. And we ran across each other, but she was playing violin then, and I was playing guitar. So we formed this women's group, and it's called Past, Present, Future. We had an electric bassist and a conga player. We got to be really close then, and we stayed close. And I went back a couple of years ago to Mississippi, and she had her own band. She was writing music, performing her music, and she's just an extraordinary... she has a beautiful voice and a beautiful spirit, and her songs are just really powerful. So I wanted to record her, and I also wanted to record one of her songs on this record.
What kind of music did Past, Present, Future play?
We played odd. This is so strange how everything in life is circular. We played folk music that was mixed in with rhythm and blues, folk, jazz. Yeah.
Not unlike what's going on here.
Not unlike what's going on here. It's, of course, very, the time has made it something else. But when I think back on that, I guess that was kind of the beginning of some sort of a, playing around with that stuff.
We're talking about Belly of the Sun, which is Cassandra Wilson's new one. And I read one of the songs that you kind of had been performing that you brought with you was the Jimmy Webb tune, Wichita Lineman. Which, funny, you talk about, if you listen, there's blues through everything. There is something in this one, too, definitely.
Well, yeah, I love this song, and Kevin loves this song. We always used to play it at sound checks that in Galveston. We're both big Jimmy Webb fans, and we just decided to go ahead and do it. The arrangement was, I don't know, guys, how did the arrangement happen? I don't even remember. I know that we used to play it just... Marvin and Kevin and I used to do it. But when we got down there, something happened. And it became, there's something that happened with the drums. And it morphed in our right before us.
So this is Wichita Lineman.
¶¶
was a lineman for the county. And he drives the main road, always searching in the sun for another overload. I hear him singing through the wires. I can hear him through the wine, but my Wichita lineman still on the line. A short vacation, but it don't look like rain. Oh, and if it snows that stretch down south, we'll never stand the strain. I know I need him more than want him. And I want him for all time, but my Wichita line still on the line, still on the line. A short vacation, but it don't look like rain. Oh, and if it snows that stretch down south, we'll never stand the strain. I know I need him more than I want him for all time, but my Wichita line is still on the line, still on the
That version of Wichita Lineman finishing up the session from Cassandra Wilson today from the session recorded in 2002. And we'll go back into our archives next time for Black History Month as we talk with Richie Havens. Coming up, music from a band you may have seen in concert with the Decemberists on their last tour. They are called Lavender Diamond. We'll get to music from them when we get back here to the World Cafe.